they knew the good music and they could, you know, recognize the star. And it's a kind of a role model I would want my kids to have. I remember actually when I first heard her, and this is a kind of a side note, back in the 90s, there was a character, Emily the Strange. And the first time when I heard, not the first song that I heard from her, but the first time I heard her album, that's what I thought about, because it's dark and cool and you know, very... yeah, just like Emily the Strange, dark and cool, exactly like that. So this was definitely on a second day of Coachella Festival. This was my highlight without any doubt. I loved it from the first moment until the end, even though I lost, you know, I didn't see some gigs because of it. Because I really wanted to see it until the end. I would recommend that you go and see her live. She is uber cool. And if you've never heard anything from her, go and download this album or stream it right now. Well, not right now. First, let's hear one more song from the album. I love the live performance of this song. And if you look at my Coachella review, which you can find on facebook.com/stop.gimmeabeat, which is the Facebook page of Gimme a Beat. If you look there, you will see a snippet from her performance, and I'll bet you that you'll love it. As a matter of fact, one of my friends told me that after seeing these little videos, she went and started listening to her and never stopped. So do that, but before everything, stop and listen to the next song.
Biting my tongue, biting my time, wearing a warning sign. Wait till the world is mine. Visions I vandalize, cold in my kingdom size. Fell for these ocean eyes. You should see me in a crowd. I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hide. Watch me make them bow. One by one. You should see me in a crowd. Your silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make them bow. One by one. Count my cards, watch them fall. Blood on a marble wall. One is worse, living or dying first, sleeping inside a hearse. I don't dream. You say, come over, baby, I think you're pretty. I'm okay, I'm not your baby. You should see me in a crowd. I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hold. Watch me make them bow. One by one. You should see me in a crowd. Your silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make them bow.
Awesome. Angeles. So, how do you like Coachella until now?
It's all good, it's fun.
So, what was your favorite act?
It depends. I really liked Wiz Khalifa, but also J Balvin because he speaks Spanish. And I'm bilingual, so I like that song. I like his music.
Okay, and is it your first year?
Yeah.
Oh, Coachella Virgin.
Yeah.
And what are you looking forward to see?
Today? Bad Bunny and Gucci Gang, Playboy Cardi, Khalid, and that's it.
And what were your impressions? Like, are you gonna come back? Is it worth it?
This is very worth it.
And what was the bad thing? What is something you didn't like?
My friend and I got in a fight and we left each other on opposite sides. And then we got lost.
When was that? The first day?
No, that was today.
So you are now looking for her, or she?
No, we found each other, and then she's in here. And then I didn't want to, so I'm here.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm up late night, my phone so dry, no good night. I'm tight cause I'm paranoid, I can't sleep. You're still mad at me, it's not that deep. We've been here before. Oh, I hate when you do that shit. Oh, please stop bringing up the past shit. Oh, tell me I'm being irrational. No, you're in your feelings, but all I know is don't make me feel away. But you made me like that 2 a.m. I thought you was on the way. It's your fault, I play my part. Don't start that talk like you ain't planning to stay. Oh, I hate when you do that shit. Oh, now I'm bringing up the past shit. Oh, tell me I'm being irrational. No, I'm not dealing with you, all I know is
don't make me feel away. Thank you.
Then.
I would give it an 8 out of 10. I wish there were more artists this year.
So what is like missing for the 10?
In order to get a 10, I think there should be more bathrooms. Yeah, just to start off with. I think the set time should be a lot longer because I don't think we have enough time. Like, a lot of my like favorite artists and bands, like, they're playing like within, like, they overlap a lot. So.
And usually, like, at Ultra, the similar genres are together, so you don't have to be running across the venue.
It's a little far, but you can't change that because it's a big venue. But, I overall am having a really good time.
So do you think you will come back next year?
Maybe not next year, but I will definitely come back in the future. I want to wait for the artists to come out, the lineup.
Yeah, I would buy the ticket after the lineup.
Oh, yeah, but that's a tricky one. I always buy a ticket before the lineup, so you're always like...
Well, that's what we heard, and we're like, we definitely wanted to go, so we got the tickets, but in the future, since we've already been here, done that, like, I want to wait until the lineup comes out.
But what was your favorite act until now?
Oh, I have two. Rufus Du Sol, like, amazing. Like, I've loved him for years, and oh my gosh, my love is just, like, tenfold after I saw him.
And what is the second?
Weezer. Fisher was amazing.
Fisher and Kid Cudi for me.
Yes.
Fisher was not expecting, like, didn't really know his music as much as other house artists, but loved his set.
That's always the best when you discover a good artist
I'd never heard of Fisher before, like, coming here, and it was really fun. But I like how it's a mix of different types of music. Like, I usually go to, like, only, like, EDM and, like, those types of festivals, but I do like how it's, like, you get a little drop of everything, even though it's far, but I like it.
And is there anything else you're looking forward to see, like, coming up? I mean, there's not much left, but still.
Sophie Tucker, I really want to see, and then Ariana Grande.
I always see Ariana Grande.
I think she's a very good performer.
She has a great voice,
so I'm excited.
Yeah, no, that's really what I want to see. Like, on all, like, the SNL videos, I've seen her, like, you know, live there and, like, her voice, but I need to see it for myself in person.
Yeah.
What you say, but I hate you on most days. You've been testing my faith and my patience, yeah. And you know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong, telling me to relax when I'm reacting. But I'd rather I even have a choice when I'm gonna have to pick my poison. How you hurt me so good, so good. And even when you cause tears, you're the one to wipe them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay. But I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're on mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a right way. I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, 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 oh. What if nothing ever will change? I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a right way. Yeah, I'm caught between your love and a hard.
So you were listening to a few songs from her without me actually announcing it. Her was my highlight of the day three. She was also one of the artists that was 30 minutes delayed, but I decided to wait for her because I was very, very curious about her gig. I've seen her performance on... I believe it was on Grammy. She also won with her album released in 2018, which was actually the compilation album, kind of consisting of the tracks from her two EPs plus additional songs. Actually, it was released, I believe in 2017 or 2018, got her a Grammy a nomination, and she won actually the best R&B album. But she was also nominated for Album of the Year, Best New Artist, Best R&B Song, like amazing. And this actually pointed attention on her for me. Her actually means having everything really revealed. And while I was waiting on her gig, it started getting really chilled and it was very cold in front of the outdoor theater at Coachella, the stage that is just a second biggest stage at Coachella. And I was almost trying to concentrate just not to think about the coldness. And then the gig happened and she really... kind of brought us in her world, and she shared really her thoughts together with her music in something that felt very genuine and very intimate way. She also, you know, she opened even more when she was giving a tribute to Nipsey Hussle, who who passed away recently, and she talked about how she was struggling with his loss. And it just felt like a very, very special moment. And I didn't really care that she was 30 minutes late, because anyways, I was missing just the beginning of Ariana Grande performance, which I wasn't that excited to see. Her is one of the artists, again, a super young artist, 22 years old, but I believe she's so much more mature from the point of her songs and her performances. It really feels like she has been for the last 20, 30 years on the stage. Check her out if you can live. In the meantime, I played the songs from her album, and I will play one more, which is actually the song that brought her the Best R&B Performance Grammy Award. It's an older song called Best Part, but I really thought I should include it in tonight's show.
With my friend and my best friends from around town. and it's been a blast, really.
Is it your first year?
Yeah, this is my first year. And
okay. So what was your favorite act until now?
I think it's J Balvin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I dance my ass off.
Okay.
That show.
And what are you looking forward to see?
I came here for Ariana Grande. I want to see her.
And as the first timer, is there anything that you didn't like?
Not really. I mean, the lines for the security were really like
overwhelming.
So yeah, but it's been great. The food has been great. All the opening acts for the festival has been.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Okay, 2:15 and the lights come on. Where my phone? Looking around like where my phone? Looking where my homies with? Where the hell my homies went? Where the hell my homies went? How I'm supposed to get home? How I'm supposed to get home? Walking home with my feet on sore. Walking home with my on sore. What the hell these Louboutins for? What the hell these Louboutins for? Walking home and it's damn near four. Walking home and it's damn near four. What the hell these Louboutins for? What the hell these Louboutins for? Yeah, I was getting it looking real cute. Up in the club, man, how do you do? Hair ain't a don't, hair is a do. Oh, he fine, what's up with you?
Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone, huh? Hey. How I'm supposed to get home?
Okay, ooh.